Up next, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast, exclusively for Komando community members. Here's hour three for the weekend of March 27th, 2021.
Okay, it's no secret that when it comes to vacuum cleaners, Dyson is the high end, right? It's kind of the Rolls Royce. And they have this brand new Dyson V15 Detect Stick Vacuum Cleaner. It comes with all these fancy features. But one of the fancy features is a laser dust detection system. Basically, what you have is on this expensive Dyson vacuum cleaner is a green beam of light. It's a laser that will show you where you have more dust, because the color green makes it easier to spot dust that you might have missed. So in order to get this high-end whiz-bang Dyson V15 Detect Stick Vacuum with the laser beam, how much do you think it is? You're wrong. $750. Wow. Speaking of lasers, a laser and a microwave got into an argument. It got pretty heated. Yeah, that's it. Okay, that wasn't the best one. Welcome to the show, the Kim Komando Show, where we talk about living the best digital life. You can find us on 420 top stations from coast to coast, and you can find us streaming on your favorite radio app and available as a podcast, live or on demand, over at getkim.com. And our T-Mobile unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And when's the last time you actually looked at your wireless bill? And I mean, really, really, really look at it. Because if you're tired of seeing all this complicated jargon and hidden fees, it's time to make the switch to T-Mobile. Now, you've heard me talk about T-Mobile plans in the past. Well, they have another amazing plan for those 55 and up that now includes Netflix. This is amazing. It's called Magenta 55 Plus. It comes with two lines of unlimited data, just $70 a month. That's right, exactly $70 a month this month, every month. But that's not all. Netflix is now included, so you can binge all your favorite movies and shows without paying for yet another subscription. Boy, I'll tell you. Netflix, I've been watching Outlander. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. I'm getting a little tired of it. In season two, when there are like four seasons, but it's a pretty good show if you're looking for something to watch. So visit T-Mobile.com/55 or call 1-800-T-Mobile today.
With autopay, sales tax, and regulatory fees included in the rate plan price, keeping it steady, unlimited on T-Mobile's network, customers using 100 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds during congestion due to data prioritization. Video at 480p received Netflix standard with two lines.
And ExpressVPN. Let ExpressVPN turbocharge your Netflix subscription. Encrypt your data, change your server location, access thousands of Netflix shows only available outside the U.S. Get 3 extra months free at expressvpn.com/Kim and SolveIQ. Stop calling your kids every time you have a tech problem. It's so frustrating for them. And for just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ tech experts as many times as you want. That's amazing. Visit SolveIQ.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters I-Q, SolveIQ.com/Kim. All right, let's start this hour with five things you need to know about future tech to give you a glimpse on where all this is headed. Think about your computer's hard drive. I know it's not the most exciting topic, but this is really important stuff. You know, that old spinning hard drive, the newer SSD. Think of the capacity. Well, hard drive sizes are starting to max out in the way that they're currently built, but new tech is coming. There's two techniques. Now, I want you to put on your thinking cap. If you do have a pocket protector, this would be the time when you need to wear it. Got it? The two techniques: microwave magnetic recording, M-A-M-R, and heat-assisted magnetic recording. Ooh. Yeah, H-A-M-R. Yeah. Now, these are some fun facts that you can use to impress your family members and friends. And Michael, your next date, I want you to look at her and go, "Hey, honey, let's talk about some microwave magnetic recording."
Can I write it on the back of my hand?
Yeah, that would be really good. So bottom line here is that when you go online to buy a drive, you see like some limitations, 5, 8, 10, even 14 terabyte. Now, the new tech, you could have an 18 terabyte drive, a 20 terabyte, but soon we'll have capacities of 60 terabytes or more, just in time, since one of my hard drives just crashed. Turns out it was a bad driver. Number two, onto a lighter topic. Apple's rumored HR headsets on the way. They say it could even be lighter than your iPhone. As far as tech goes, mixed reality means the headset could pack features for both augmented and VR. It's going to have eye tracking tech, a dozen cameras, track your movements, 8K displays. It's Apple. What that means, cha-ching, think about the price. After all, they just released their over-the-ear headphones for $550, double the cost of other ones. So with everything built into this headset, it's going to cost you, ready, $3,000. Now, I hear people are reading books through their VR headsets. It's kind of a novel experience. Number three, forget about the phones that only fold once. What is going on with that? Or don't fold at all. Samsung's current foldable phones either open up like a book or vertically like the old flip phones. Two hinges, and now we're going to have three-layer screens that unfold like a letter in an envelope. It sounds kind of bulky. It probably is. They have all these patents that they say it's coming to the market, and if it does come to the market, it's going to be pricey. Double the fold means you're going to pay triple the price, probably. Just remember Samsung's rough start to foldable phones. Now you have one that can break left, right, and center. I thought this was pretty interesting on our fourth in our future tech. 3D printing is coming to neighborhoods. There's an area of Coachella Valley in California. It's going to be home to 15 eco-friendly houses. When you look at them, they're not that pretty. I mean, they are 3D printing the houses with cement. They look like little modern boxes. There are 3-bedroom, 2-bath units, 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. Construction's going to cost $15 million. It's going to wrap up soon. So it's a $15 million project with 15 houses. That's costing about, I know you can do the math with me, $1 million a house. Mighty Buildings is the company behind it. No humans. They say they're going to use robotics to do everything. They can print a 350-square-foot studio home. Sounds like a tiny house. Less than 24 hours. And how do they hold up in the long run? Are they strong and sturdy? Right now, there's no concrete evidence. Number five, if you thought that you couldn't buy a candy bar, stop from buying a candy bar, rather, at the grocery store, listen to this. There's a new robot that's going to be following you around inside the grocery store, Smiley. And one purpose, they want you to buy the candy. So normally, like I said, you see the candy bars at the checkout lanes. But Smiley is being tested at ShopRite. That's a chain of supermarkets in the Northeast. It's got a tall shelf, has 5 racks stuffed with candy, makes its way around the store, has motion sensors. So when a customer reaches for some of the candy, Smiley will just stand still. Smiley's going to keep a close eye on you because it's going to track how you move about the store. It's being tested. And if it's successful, I'm sure we're going to see it at other store chains throughout the country. But who knew that surveillance could be so sweet? Yeah, that joke about candy bars wasn't the best. I know that. But I thought I heard you snicker. 2021 is totally looking up. Yes, if part of your growth strategy is adding new members to your business, LinkedIn Jobs finds the right person quickly. To make things better, your first job post is free. LinkedIn is an active community with over 722 million professionals worldwide. And getting started is easier than ever with new features to help you find qualified candidates. You can post a job with targeted screening questions. Tell you, that's a real time saver right there. And LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of more qualified candidates. You can manage job posts, contact these candidates from a single view on LinkedIn.com. As all these functions are streamlined into one simple screen, and now you can do all of this from your mobile device, no matter where the day takes you. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. So when your business is ready to make that next hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. Stop messing around. And now you can post a job for free. Just visit LinkedIn.com/Kim. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.com/Kim. All right, if you use Zoom, I have a screen share bug that's going to expose a little bit more than you think. And then we have some Amazon privacy settings that you have to change. And then later on, if you're using two-factor authentication, your text messages can be hijacked. Tell you more about that. And of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls you never, ever want to miss here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, if you ever have any questions that you'd like me to answer here on the show or on our website, you can always just drop me an email. And the easiest way to do that is go over to komando.com, and at the bottom of every single page is a link that says contact us. And just a quick reminder is that be sure that you get the official Kim Komando Show newsletters. If you go to komando.com/subscribe, that's where you can sign up for our newsletters absolutely free. We're not going to sell your data to anybody. And once again, that's over at komando.com/subscribe. How about we start this hour with Ken in Chicago, Illinois, on the big WLS. Hello there, Ken.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
Well, about a year ago, I took some of your advice and cut the cord with my expensive cell phone and my landline, which I live out here in the middle of the country, so I don't have a lot of choices. I opted for something you had kind of recommended, which is a prepaid monthly plan, which has saved me, oh, just tons of money.
Awesome.
Thanks a bunch. It was like $100 a month. It saved me.
Wow. And
where's
my cut?
It's in the mail.
Oh, sure.
I had got one of the phones I received was a ZTE Prime 7.
Okay.
And it has the coolest feature on it, and I can't seem to – I know this phone's going to die because it was a free phone, you know. And I've been using it for a year as my primary data source for the house. I hook it up through a USB tethered router.
Really? Wait,
yeah,
where do you live exactly?
Well, it's laughingly called Forgottonia. It's out here in the middle of nowhere, basically. I'm about a mile from any type of services. I get my the hard lines that came in would give me a whopping 4 to 5 megabits of data, you know, and it cost me $90 a month.
Wait, you said you just glossed over something. Okay. Forgottonia. Okay. Now, you know what? There's a little history there, right? I mean, this is in Western Illinois. Is it, 12 or 14 counties? What's the deal on
that?
Yeah, what's the deal on this?
Oh, it was just some politician, had him a little soundbite. He made up the Republic of Forgottonia, which is what people fly over and look down upon, except when they want something from us.
Okay. And in Forgottonia, there lives Kenneth with his ZTE A7 phone, trying desperately to get on the internet. And so what's the feature of this phone that you think is just unique to this in the entire universe?
Okay, this is really weird. When I hook it up to my router and I leave it hooked up, it has been cooking for 24/7 for over a year unhooked or without being unhooked. It enters into and flashes me after 24 hours of being hooked up this little note that says we have gone into safe charging mode. In order to save the battery, I believe it will charge the battery to between 55% and 60% and hover there. In the age of phones that don't have replaceable batteries, I think this has extended the life of this free phone forever. Question is as soon as this thing dies, I either go back to a ZTE and hope I get that same little feature, or is there an app that I can get that would do the same thing?
Well, first of all, I'm very honored because I've never spoken to anybody from Forgottonia before, just to let you know, especially the Republic of. That's number one. Number two is I commend you for your MacGyver skills to figure out how to get internet and through the house and through the wire, through the Wi-Fi router and getting your phone hooked up. And I hope that you have all of this around, like some type of anti-flame retardant shield in case it just...
Well, let me tell you, you're the person that gave me the idea for doing all this. I owe it all to you.
Well, but I still think I would put some, I would make sure there was a flame retardant something around all this, because just to be on the safe side. Now, this self-charging preserve the battery. It's a good idea, by the way, because batteries only have so many. The batteries and phones only have so many cycles in order to charge.
Right.
And so once you're at the cycles and charge, you're out of luck. But there are new gadgets chargers, USB-based chargers, and wall chargers that they have this self-healing charging cycle built right in.
Oh, cool.
So if in fact we have to have a service for the ZTE because it finally dies and you need to get something something maybe from Samsung or I don't know if I would recommend Samsung. They've had that problem with the fires, in the past. Maybe from Motorola. I like Motorola. That's a good company. Is that you can always buy one of these wall chargers, $15, not a big deal. But what the whole idea is that it automatically powers off when the device is fully charged. And so that this way it avoids any type of potential problems that you might have. So bottom line, if this all happens, don't fret. You could just buy one of these wall chargers.
Cool beans. Thank you very much. Love your show.
Well, thank you. And you know what? Speaking of cell phones, do you know the story behind the first cell phone?
No.
You don't. You ever heard the story about like Marty Cooper? You ever know about Marty Cooper?
No, that name isn't familiar.
Here's the deal. I spoke to Marty. Marty's 93 years old, Ken.
And oh my!
On April 3rd in 1973, he walked out of a Hyatt on Sixth Avenue in New York City. That's a long way away from you, from Fergatonia. And carried a brick phone at that time. It looked like a shoe, and made the first phone call. And now Motorola was, and that's who he worked for. And Motorola was in fierce competition with AT&T because AT&T, the guy in charge of AT&T, his name was Joel, said nobody would ever want to walk around with a phone.
Okay. Oh, heck no.
We're just going to put a phone in every car. We're going to call it a car phone. Because this way, they can make calls in their car. Okay.
Right.
And so Marty's like, that's stupid. People want, you know, why would I want to be confined to my car? So he went outside. And so the first phone, cell phone, the first call on a cell phone, he made to Joel at AT&T, who answered his phone. And he said to Joel, hey, Joel, I'm on a portable phone standing on the corner of 6th Avenue in downtown Manhattan. What do you think about that? And Joel said, that's dumb. You're not in your car. Okay. So what I want you to do is to, we have this podcast called Kim Komando Explains.
Yes.
And you know, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, whatever, is that it was so amazing. I had a 45-minute conversation with Marty. And Marty talks all about the technology, how he had 1,000 pieces in this phone. It's really amazing, Ken. So if you have some time on your hands, and if you want to listen to a great story, a great podcast, and tells the story behind the first phone, and this guy is so entertaining, you definitely don't want to miss that. So wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, you name it, make sure that you get Kim Komando Explains. Either subscribe on Google, Apple calls it follow. Again, Kim Komando Explains. Thanks for your call today, Ken. Kiss expensive cartridge goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. Add the EcoTank to your online shopping list. Just fill and chill. Available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and Epson.com/EcoTank. Kim, stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming right up. Love the new rejoiner music, Michael. Nice.
I had some tips.
I know. I gave him my playlist. That's where it came from. Let's talk about NetSuite. Trust me when I say I know the pains of running a small business. When you're the owner, you might be the marketeer, the accountant, the IT person, and every other role under the sun, too. And when you're doing it all, you actually need the right tools. So don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down, making things harder than necessary. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite and stop paying for all these multiple systems that just don't give you the information you need when you need it. So ditch all the old software you've outgrown. NetSuite by Oracle is the world's number one cloud business system. It gives you visibility, control over your finances, your HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. You see it all in one place on a dashboard instantaneously. So whether you're doing $1 million or hundreds of million dollars in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite. Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they're going to benefit your business with a free product tour. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Schedule that tour. Head over to netsuite.com/Kim, and that's the special address where you need to go. netsuite.com/Kim. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along. Zoom allows you to share your screen with other participants during a meeting. I'm sure you know that. Usually only the intended screen app or selected area is visible, but there's a problem that allows other people to briefly see what isn't supposed to be shared, which can put some personal information at risk, whatever you have open. Now, Zoom hasn't fixed the issue, so you need to be really careful about what's on your computer while you're using Zoom. We've got some tips on how to protect your data when you're using Zoom. Head over to komando.com and hit the link that says Kim's Show. We also have over on our website a really great trick to find a lost AirPod. AirPods are expensive, especially the AirPods Pro. They're like over $200. And so if you just want to buy one, it could cost you $70 or more. And they're really easy to lose. I mean, I have to tell you, I lose mine Quite often. And what you do is you open the Find My app on your iPhone, you tap the devices, and then if it's in within Bluetooth range, it should show up on the list with the location. From there, you're just going to tap on Play Sound. You start listening for that AirPod to start making some noise. It's actually really, really sweet little trick that you need to remember. And in case you ever do need that written out, head over to commando.com. Let's talk a little bit about podcasts. You heard me mention Kim Komando Explains, and I was talking to Marty Scott about the first iPhone. Well, this past week, I had the chance to speak with Jason Boyce. He is a bona fide Amazon expert. He does this. I mean, he knows e-commerce. And if you are selling anything on Amazon, you need to listen to this podcast because you're going to learn some insider tricks, tips, and secrets. Here, just take a listen. Again, it's called Kim Komando Explains. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn. I know the list goes on Stitcher. Just search for Komando. Back to the phones we go with Ron in Jacksonville, Florida. Hello there, Ron.
Hi, Kim. I'm a longtime listener, about 20 years,
Wow.
previously from Nashville, now living down along the Suwannee River in North Florida.
I never would have noticed that in your accent. I thought you were from Boston, honest.
North Carolina, but
Oh, okay, close, close.
I lived around. My wife and I both have Apple phones, and we can FaceTime or Skype on a laptop PC that's equipped with a camera, but the small screens just really don't do justice to our video conversations.
Sure.
So I have two Samsung smart TVs.
Okay.
The first TV came with a camera and the Skype app, which unfortunately is no longer supported. That large screen platform was really great, though, when we Skyped in the past.
Sure.
The second newer Samsung is a similar smart TV, but it doesn't have any camera.
Okay.
So,
Can you pick one?
I can pick one, yeah.
Okay.
In this COVID distancing that we're having now, we've been unable to visit with our grandchildren.
Oh, I know. Isn't that so hard? It's so difficult, isn't it?
It is weird. I've seen lots of home videos, interviews on TV and meetings and otherwise, or home productions that appear to be on larger screens.
Sure.
So I'm trying to figure out how to utilize one of these smart TVs as a video monitor through a Zoom platform or another
Sure.
application to
Well,
video conference with my
okay.
family.
So what kind of laptop do you have?
This particular one is a Sony.
Okay. Well, a couple of ways you can do this. And let's just talk it out. I don't want you to write anything down. I just want you to listen, okay? Because then I'll write it out for you and give you the steps. So a couple of things you can do.
Outstanding.
You can hook that Sony laptop, because most TVs, and I'm sure yours do, they have HDMI inputs for video and audio.
This
And
one does.
so you can connect that directly, that laptop directly, do it, and then the video from the computer will display on the TV. Okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to use the camera. That's the only part. The camera, you're going to use the camera on the laptop. Or you can get a webcam or use the camera that's built into the television. So the Samsung that doesn't have the webcam, if you wanted to use that one, you just buy a little webcam, pop that baby on the top. Okay? And
Okay.
so that's one way to do it. Another way, that's why I asked what kind of laptop you have. So that's probably the easiest way for you. The other thing that you could do is if you had a MacBook and if you were like really living the Apple world, is that you could get an Apple TV and then use AirPlay, what's called AirPlay. So whatever is on your phone would be displayed onto the television. So you could do it that way. And then
Okay.
another option is that the smart TV that doesn't support Skype is to find another platform and to download maybe the Zoom app with on that Samsung TV, and then you may be able to do it that way too. So you've got tons of options here. But so you can download the app on the SmartSung TV. You can hook that laptop, that Sony laptop up, as I mentioned, through the HDMI ports. And I'll tell you what we'll do. And also you can buy a webcam for that Samsung TV that doesn't have it. I know that there's always more than one way to skin a cat, especially when it comes to technology. So let us write all that out for you, and we'll put that up probably as a tip of the day. So if you don't get our tips already, make sure that you subscribe via commando.com. Head over to commando.com/subscribe, and then you'll be able to get that tip, and we'll write it all out for you. Thank you so much for your call, Ron, and also for being such a loyal listener over the years. It's folks like you that really make my job rewarding, and thank you that for all that support over the years, truly. We are well into the new year. We've all said that this is the year I'm going to back up my PC, all my family photos and videos and business documents. They haven't started yet. I got some big news from our friends over at iDrive. iDrive is PC Magazine's best backup solution for 2021, earning the coveted Editor's Choice Award for now 7 years in a row. That's a pretty big deal. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. With their industry-standard encryption and state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is safe. iDrive also performed the best in PC Mag's speed test, flying by the competition. Let me tell you what I love about iDrive. I can access my files right from my mobile device, no matter where I go. I can also automate the backup of all my photos in a snap. I don't have to worry about losing my precious memories or running out of space on my device. We've already heard from a caller of this show, Candace. She dropped her laptop, went on the ground, she lost the hard drive, and now she's calling me like, you know, I'm the psychic hotline. I'm going to be able to just magically bring everything back. You can't. It's going to cost her money, hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars to get that data back off that hard drive because she didn't back it up. And that doesn't make sense because plans start at less than $6 a month. When you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you'll get 90% off your first year. Just go to iDrive.com, use my name, Kim, iDrive.com, promo code Kim. As with all things related to big tech, you can't skip the critical steps to make sure that your privacy, and that includes Amazon. You might not know, as an Amazon customer, you have a public profile. It was created for you automatically, as comments and ratings that you left on purchases, some maybe biographical data, what's on your wish list. And so if you go into your Amazon account and go under lists, and then there's all kinds of various steps that we have over on the website, is that you'll find an option that says edit your public profile. You can adjust the me section, your shopping list, your wish list, any pets that you've added. Check your community activity section too. If you have an Amazon Echo, make sure that you are looking in drop-in so that only the people that you want to have drop-in. And also Sidewalk, which is a mesh network. And if you have an Echo, you're automatically signed in to share your Wi-Fi network with your neighbors. What's going on with that? So hit commando.com, tap Kim's Show near the top, and look for 3 Amazon privacy settings that you need to change right now. Hey, stay right where you are. We're in for a special treat. Allie Seligman, our amazing content queen, is coming right up. You don't want to miss that. And of course, we might have time for more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a break-in at home ever again. This is how quick it is to set up a security system from SimpliSafe. Go to simplysafekim.com to get a free security camera. That's simplysafekim.com. And you know what that music is? That's right. It's time for Allie Seligman, the amazing commando.com content queen, joining us. Hello there, Allie.
Hello, Kim.
So what's going on in Commando Land?
Well, spring is here, and I am definitely in a cleaning mood. And so I went looking for really great ways to clean your tech. And I tried them out so I can share good tips with everybody.
All right, perfect.
Okay, first up, when's the last time you cleaned your earbuds?
Ooh, you know what? I have to tell you, mine have like little yellow things in there. It's gross.
They sure do. Everybody's do. So grab a toothbrush, an old toothbrush. You don't need to get it wet. That will help you get off kind of the big stuff, the dirt. And then this is so clever. So if you have kids around the house, maybe you have Play-Doh, grab a little ball of it. Or even better, Blue Tack. I remember this from hanging up posters. Remember that?
Oh, yeah,
stuff?
Blue Tack. Forgot about that.
So make a little ball of it, and then you stick that right where the speaker is. That way you're not shoving anything deeper in there. And when you pull out the Blue Tack, all the gunk in there will be stuck to it.
It's kind of like, you know, like when they tell you, like, don't put Q-tips into your ear, right?
Exactly, yeah. Same kind of thing. Q-tips are great for earbuds, though. For all those little places, you can dip it in a little bit of rubbing alcohol or some watered-down soap. Next up, keyboard. This is another one. I look down at your keyboard. It's gross. I know it is. And I'm sure lots of that is dust and dirt and junk. So, yeah, first, you can tip it over, get some of that out. Maybe you have compressed air around. Cool. If you don't, all you need is some scotch tape. So grab a piece of tape, hold it taut, and then you just drag it through the rows of keys, and all the junk sticks to it. I didn't have any tape in my desk, but I had a stack of Post-its. So I took a Post-it note off, and that works just as well. If yours is really dirty like mine was, I'm a little embarrassed, but hey, we live in Arizona. It's a dusty place. it started to gather kind of on the sides. So I just grabbed some tweezers and got the rest of the dirt out of there.
Look at you, little Martha Stewart.
Look at me. It's all clean now, finally. Speakers are tricky because they've got that weird fabric where if you use any kind of cloth or, a duster, you're just going to make it way worse. Instead, a lint roller works really well.
Ooh, smart.
Yeah, I think it's even better than a vacuum. You can try that too, but lint roller's where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I bought 3 lint rollers yesterday. You know why? Because I have a golden retriever and it's spring and I have hairballs all over my house.
Well, then you can get the hairballs and now you can get your speakers. This one I absolutely love. I have so many USB cords around my house and a lot of them are white from Apple Tech, but well, they're not really white anymore. They're kind of gray now.
Yeah.
You can use an eraser. So just the back of a pencil, or even better if you have one of those old school, pink erasers like used in school. You just go at it. It takes a little bit of work, but I did half of a cord and it is brand new looking. It is crazy. So if you're sick of looking at your nasty cords, or maybe you have one that's out on a counter and you're just like, man, that's gross, you can use an eraser. You can also use one of those Mr. Clean magic erasers on those. Be really careful. Those are sandpaper.
Yes, you have to be very, very careful because sometimes you don't want to go a little too hard, because then you're going to be at Amazon buying whatever you tried to clean, but now it's broken, it doesn't fix.
Exactly.
And so, of course, if you missed any of that, as well as if you want to get more steps and more cleaning tips from Allie, head over to commando.com, where we're going to have that all written out for you in step-by-step details. Allie, thanks for joining us. Coming right back, we're going to be talking about some great things that you need to know about two-factor authentication and what's going on with the scams there, here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, two-factor authentication. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but if somebody has access to your phone and you're resetting your account, then they have instant access to your text messages. Well, a recent report online proved that two-factor authentication, a lot of people can get access to your text messages. So you might want to actually set that up, not just with your phone, but also with your email. So if you're going to be resetting a lot of accounts, just keep that in mind, especially if you share a phone or if you leave your phone around and maybe you don't want somebody to have access to your accounts. See, it's this type of stuff that we write about every single day, all day long over at commando.com. So it's definitely a place for you to have a destination a few times a day. And that address again is KOMANDO.com.